and more. Dave Kokin will join us from Las Vegas. And also on the program today, Cole Bear will join us, who covers the UNI Panthers for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. UNI getting ready for their season opener in Ames against the Iowa State Cyclones on Saturday the 31st. That will be an 11 o'clock kickoff. All that and more coming up. Gym class for a Thursday here in KGYN. Alongside Mark Duke, Scott Unash joining you. It is Gym Class for a Thursday on KGYM, 1600 AM, the historic main gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. Thank you for joining us here today on a very nice, very sunny Thursday afternoon on a historic day here on this August the 15th. As we got a great show coming up for you. Dave Kokin will join us, and then Cole Bear will join us to talk UNI Panther football. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit. Plenty to get to today. We mentioned a red letter day as far as history here in these parts anyway, and a lot of people taking advantage of the situation. And, of course, I'm talking about the 50th anniversary of Woodstock today, Mark.
Well, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people commemorating it today. No, in all seriousness, it is the 50th anniversary of the Woodstock Music and Arts Fair that took place in New York in 1969 that I've been enamored with over the last month or so. I've taken in quite a few of the documentaries and what have you, and news reports and write-ups and what have you. And I am just fascinated by it just because of just the way it went off for 3 days, almost 3.5 to 4 days, really. And, you know, everyone got along. It's just, it is an amazing thing to go back and look on in 2019.
Well, I remember it personally, and so you know,
I do not remember.
You know my age.
I don't remember it. Right?
And 69 was a very interesting year, in a lot of respects, in sports and society, and Woodstock was a big part of it. And you're right, thousands and thousands of people, and not a
no violence problems,
no issues really to speak of. Many babies born in 1970.
Well, not sure if that had anything to do with it or not, but yeah.
Of course it did, but because it was sex, drugs, and rock and roll, right?
Well, yeah. That's what I heard anyway.
Yeah.
I was not quite three. Sorry.
And they tried to resurrect it, but it fell through.
There should only be one.
I agree.
Should be no sequel to this.
I agree.
And, yeah, it's amazing. Of course, we are talking about, yes, Woodstock, but we're also talking about it is day one of legalized sports betting in the state of Iowa. 12 noon today, you were able to place a bet if your local outlet was open for betting at that time. Our own Kyle Mann, Jeff Downing, is sitting in for Kyle here with us today. As our producer, Kyle is going to be checking in starting at 4 o'clock, and that is when things start to go at the Elite Sportsbook down at Riverside, a Riverside Casino and Golf Resort down there. Kyle is going to be checking in with the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn starting the 4 o'clock hour today, going through 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock as well.
Yeah, Iowa becoming the 11th state in the union to legalize sports gambling, and it is a red letter day for many out there. What I'm interested in, like any new thing, what kind of bugs are there going to be? And I hope there are few, if any. I really do. Because a lot of people are looking forward to this. And I think at 5 o'clock, the book down there at Riverside opens.
Okay, it is 5 o'clock. Okay.
I think so.
Well, go down to 4 to see Kyle anyway. Say hi. You know, ask him about how things are going up.
There's
going to
be a line, isn't there?
Oh, seen pictures of the casinos around the state of Iowa earlier today, and a few lines, not overly, you know, out there. But you had the Bettendorf mayor make a bet. He was the first one to place a bet in the Quad Cities today. Placed a bet on the over for the win total for the Iowa football team.
Mm.
And so you got dignitaries all over the place doing that down there. And Kyle will let you know what you need to do. You need to go down to Riverside, I know, so you can get the app on your phone. Or you can just go down to Riverside and place the bets.
Mm-hmm.
In person.
But if you want to work on this on your computer or your phone, you're going to need to go down there and register. This, no credit cards involved. This comes right out of your checking account, as I understand it. So be prepared for that. But, yeah, we'll check what's with Kyle, see what the traffic is like. And I think it's going to be brisk.
Yeah, I would imagine it will be that way. 319-366-1600. That's the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. Hertina Stocker Jewelers located on the Penn Mall in downtown Iowa City. We have Colonel's tickets to give away before 4 o'clock again here this afternoon on the program. And as always, we are presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. They're locally owned and operated. Stop on by when you're at Third Base. You're practically home. Now, we'll talk with Dave Koken on this first day of legalized sports betting in the state of Iowa. Dave from Las Vegas. We'll do that.
Yeah, interestingly, yesterday's Emil's Hideaway poll question at KGYMradio.com asked you if you would be placing a legal sports wager in the state of Iowa. And interestingly, between 80 and 90% said no.
It's not everyone's thing.
It's not everybody's cup of tea. That's
no.
Right.
No, but there's going to be some people that do, and you know, I don't think I'm alerting anyone to something that is completely overlooked by folks out there. But you know, some people have over the past several years, not myself, but I'm sure others have placed wagers. Not in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I just wonder how that is going to play out, if that's going to continue or if everyone's going to come to law and order here.
Well, I haven't placed a bet in many years, but I think I'm inclined to dabble a little bit just for the fun of it. As Dave Koken suggested, operate it as a business.
Yep.
Don't get in too deep. Couple bucks here, couple bucks there. If that's not going to hurt you, go ahead and do it. Kind of takes the seedy element out of it, doesn't it?
Unless you're betting on the Little League World Series.
Curacao won today, by the way.
Oh, did they win?
Oh, yeah.
They're
3-1
going off. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
319-366-1600.
But I think folks that aren't gambling now may be more inclined to lay down a $10 or $20 bet, don't you think?
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Not
on
every
a regular
day,
basis,
not
but.
Every week, but I think just out there. You know what I think is going to be very popular? I think it are going to be the futures bets. I think that you're going to see people throw 20 bucks on the Baltimore Ravens or something like that because they're a Baltimore Raven fan to win the Super Bowl. I think you're going to see a lot of wagering as far as that is concerned. So why not, you know, throw 20 bucks on your favorite baseball team, football team, basketball team, whatever the case may be. And if they happen to hit, they happen to hit. And if it's not, then it's like, well, I spent it on a lottery ticket or something
like
that.
And we haven't even talked about the daily games like DraftKings and FanDuel.
Right.
That are very popular for a lot of folks. And I think now it's legal. It wasn't before. In many states it was, but... now you can play those games, daily fantasy games. I think those are going to be pretty popular as well.
I think they're going to be popular. I would agree with you out there. We got golf going on. Sans Zach Johnson this week, the BMW Championships, the second leg of the FedEx Cup playoffs going on at, not far away in Chicago at the historic Medina Golf Club. outside Chicago, Illinois, in Medina, Illinois. And they're going low there in Medina. Medina's playing par 72 for this tournament. For majors, it usually plays par 70. They convert two of the par fives into long par fours. So the scoring's going to be a little bit better.
Yeah, right now 56 of the 70 players are under par, led by Justin Thomas, who is in the clubhouse at 7 under par, 65.
Roll Tide.
Yes, he holds the lead right now by one, over Jim Furyk, ageless one, Ryan Palmer, and two ahead of Roy Sabatini, Scott Piercy, Tony Finau, Adam Scott, Xander Schauffele, and the rest of the field, it looks like. So.
A lot of low scores at Medina today.
I can't find Tiger Woods' score. I'm
minus
sorry.
Minus two.
I know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I jest. But he had to withdraw last week, and he's 200 par through 12 holes.
Hasn't hit it super straight today, but the irons have been sharp.
Mm-hmm.
And he's stuck it in close on a couple of occasions, made a long 50-footer, and then has had a couple of blemishes on the scorecard. So he sits at minus two, and he is playing the 14th hole as we speak at Medina outside Chicago today. Also news, the XFL has its first quarterback signee.
Yeah.
Landry Jones, formerly of the Pittsburgh Steelers, is the first, I guess, big name, if you will, big name quarterback anyway, to sign up with Vince McMahon's football league that he is going to start next year in the spring. So Landry Jones is going to be quarterbacking. I didn't even see who he signed with. I just saw that.
That hasn't been determined yet.
Signed with the XFL. So they don't know where he's going to go.
No, they're going to.
What are they going to do? Put him in a pool with others?
They're going to identify eight quarterbacks to be the so-called franchise players in each of these eight franchises. And then a draft is held in October, which is convenient because NFL rosters will have been set for a month or so. Some of these backup quarterbacks will not make the NFL and may slip into the XFL. I was telling Alex Kuhn before the show, I think this thing is going to work. It's a spring league. Vince McMahon, tremendous promoter, interesting coaches. Oliver Luck, the commissioner of the league. Unlike the AAF, I think it's got a better chance of making it. I really do.
Didn't the first time, though, but I think they learned some lessons that first time around with the XFL. Everyone who saw the 30 for 30 on ESPN knows the history of the first time around for the XFL. They had behemoth numbers the first week and then just fell off the edge of the table.
Well, interesting parts about the XFL, too, is that they do not have to adhere to the NFL rules of you have to play 3 years in college. You could see a freshman or sophomore being drafted by the XFL. Or, God forbid, a high school senior.
I hope it doesn't come to that.
I don't think it's going to happen. I'd be surprised if it does, because those kids might have, I'm going to go to such and such city in the XFL versus going to Alabama. I don't think there's going to be much choice for those kids, but I think it's got the possibility to be quite interesting.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
We will find out. 16 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here on the program. As I mentioned, we have Colonel's tickets to give away, and we'll do that before 4 o'clock here today on the program. Twins baseball coming up tonight as the Twins in action, I believe, against the Texas Rangers.
That is correct. First of four.
In Minneapolis, and we'll have it on 107.5 FM coming your way tonight, beginning at 7 o'clock. The Twins with at Texas. And they'll be down at Arlington. So it'll be hot.
No doubt.
Too hot for Mark to be down there. So we'll have it at 7 o'clock tonight for you. Twins, what, half game up right now?
One and a half.
I'm sorry.
Is it a half or one and a half? I don't know. It's a slim lead. It's a slim lead.
You should know this, man.
The Twins had a chance to go one and a half up. Kind of blew a late inning lead against Milwaukee. Gave up a 3-run homer in the eighth inning and threatened in the ninth with the bases loaded, but could not tie the game up or take the lead. So Cleveland lost as well. So I think it remains a half-game lead.
Yeah. And we are off and running It just seemed like yesterday that we put to bed the 2018-2019 high school season. And all of a sudden, we're up and running with 2019-2020 as the Mississippi Valley Conference Golf Super Meet going on today at St. Andrews Golf Course on the northeast side of Cedar Rapids. And all 16 of the Mississippi Valley Conference teams in action over there at St. Andrews today. And probably start to see some scores start to trickle in at any point. So if we get those, we will be sure to get them out to you out there. So good luck to all the golfers. And it was such a short off season, wasn't it?
Great day to start the season.
Oh, this is beautiful. You can't get much better than that. And fall golf is tremendous. We'll take a break. Come back. Dave Kokin, he's tremendous from Las Vegas. We will talk about the first day of gambling here in the state of Iowa and more with Dave when we come back.
Your life is full, with good friends and family topping the list. Create an even more welcoming space for them with elegant cabinetry from Decora. Meticulously handcrafted, solid hardwood, custom milled cabinets. Whether you envision a gleaming new kitchen, impressive entry, or updated entertaining area, Decora has discriminating details at an approachable budget. And throughout August, receive free premium finishes on Kemper and Decora cabinetry at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, and at Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
It's almost time to bet. Coming August 15th, football, baseball, college, or pro. Bet on the action with the Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. If you are a Riverside Casino Resort Club member, we will notify you of next steps soon. Not a Resort Club or E-Club member? Visit Riverside Casino and Golf Resort to join. Membership is free. Make every game better with Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Coming soon. Subject to IRGC approval. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
And now a word from Andrew's boss, Dave.
Thank you, and may I say, what a beautiful service. My favorite Andrew memory was when he came in to interview. He told me he got a bachelor's in whatever accountants get, and I figured some of his college buddies might be here who got the same thing and need a job. Wow.
I think you should leave.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Stop number two on this six-game road trip. Twins and the Rangers open up a four-game set Thursday night in Arlington. Hi, this is Corey Provis. 7:05 start on your home for Twins baseball.
On 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Back at 3:20 here on the Gym Class Thursday edition, coming your way here on KGYM 1600 AM 107.5 and 106.3. As you heard, Twins baseball down in Texas tonight. 7 o'clock, we'll have it for you. Join up and a 7:10 first pitch down at Arlington, and that will be on the North Gym 107.5 FM. It is a historic day here in the state of Iowa. First, legalized sports gambling as of noon today, and more on that coming up in just a little bit, including our next guest, Dave Kokin from Las Vegas, smokeandkokin.com. The website at Dave Kokin is his Twitter handle. And Dave, we got some lines forming at the distribution points here today as we can now place legalized sports bets here in the good old state of Iowa.
Have you set up your apps yet?
I am not. Saturday.
Saturday's the day, Dave.
We'll be down there.
While I've got you guys, I may as well ask you because I you know, you might have some good information on it. I know Iowa State lost their punter.
Yes.
Throughout the year. How's the backup?
Unknown.
Could be a problem area, Dave. Hey. Could be a problem area.
Yeah, I know, because that was a real good punter, and you don't normally give a power rating to a punter, but I actually did on Iowa State because he's one of the real good ones, and that could be a little more significant than people think.
No, you're right. You're right, because, well, they say 33% of the game is special teams, so You need to excel in that. You just cannot look by, and that's why each of these programs has special teams coordinators.
Yes, and look, in a conference where there's as much offense as the Big 12, if you're regularly losing maybe 10 yards of field position because you don't have a punter who can kick it deep or pin him down, that can be really big over the course of a season.
Dave, I was chided by a coworker last week for not asking you about your fraternity exploits. I passed on that, but I promised to ask you about...
I never had any fraternity exploits. I was not a collegian. I did mention that I had... somebody tweeted something negative on sorority houses.
Ah.
And said that not joining a sorority was her greatest college accomplishment. And I happened to mention that spending a couple of nights in a sorority house at University of Rhode Island was one of my greatest accomplishments. I still remember the girl. I don't remember her name, but I remember the girl.
But I promised you ask you about your cat and the Phillies game last night.
Oh, well, that was funny. They broadcast from the bleachers last night, which, you know, the play-by-play teams will do from occasion. And they were getting food delivered, which, since John Kruk is part of the broadcast team, obviously that's a pretty big deal. And every time the food arrived, they rang a doorbell. And it sounds just like my doorbell. Well, the cat is in the same room as I am watching the game. The doorbell rings, and the cat takes off for the door. he's the opposite of some cats. Most cats hide when they hear the door or somebody knock on the door. They're not good with strangers. This cat happens to like everybody, and he goes to the door if he hears the doorbell. So he obviously came back after a while because there was nobody at the door. And the funny thing is, the doorbell went off again, and he went right back to the door again. So on the one hand, I thought, boy, that's a smart cat because he recognizes the doorbell. But then when he repeated the process and there was still nobody there, it's like, well, maybe he's not so smart after all.
My dog does exactly the same thing. He's just over 2 years old, and if he hears something that reminds him of the doorbell, he runs to the window. He wants to know who the heck is there. And... Yep. Crazy. Animals are fun. Animals are
fun. They
really
fun. Are. Especially when you get a friendly one.
Oh, yeah. Very much so. I believe I saw that you tweeted out you have not going to play anything tonight as far as preseason football. You're off to a good start, though, because, as you mentioned, you found a few things that you could take a look at, and you did that last week and went 2-0, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, you got to pick your spots. I really wanted to play Jacksonville tonight, but Marone's going to sit 30 guys again. And this is what I don't understand about, you know, look, I get it. The teams are following what the Rams did last year because McVay didn't play anything in the preseason. He showed nothing, kept the starters on the bench for basically the entire preseason because he knew he had a great offense. So now a lot of teams are copying that strategy. But the problem is when you're Jacksonville, your offense sucks. You need to get them out on the field and get them used to playing together and try and build some rhythm. So I completely disagree with what Marone is doing, but he's the coach, not me. And I think this is going to work against the Jaguars once the season starts, but that remains to be seen. But in any event, it took me out of that game. Now, the flip side of that is Doug Peterson, unlike his prior years at Philadelphia, is taking a different stance this preseason. In the past three seasons, he's tried to get some things accomplished. This year, he feels he knows what his lineup is going to be, and he's not putting anybody out there, and he doesn't want to risk injury. So he's doing a Rams copycat, but I think it makes sense with his team, whereas they don't with Jacksonville. But it made tonight's game a no play for me.
Dave, the third week of the preseason usually is the most interesting to watch. Does it make any difference in the betting world?
Well, it's not as much as it used to, or maybe more. It's tough to say, because it used to be a dress rehearsal week. This would be the week you got the starters out there for a half, maybe into the third quarter, and then you don't play them at all in the fourth week. But I don't know what's going to happen this year, because I have a feeling a lot of coaches are going to do what McVay did last year, which is keep the offense under wraps for the entire preseason. So it's going to be one of those weeks where you look for information to see who's playing and who's not, and put the bye sign next to the teams that are playing their starters.
Yeah, and on the opposite end of that, Andy Reid, who played most of his offense for a quarter in that game against Cincinnati last Saturday night.
Yes, yep. And I guess it worked out pretty well. We discovered that the draft choice, the wide receiver whose name is escaping me right now, holy cow, is he gonna fit in with that team with all that speed? They're going to be incredibly explosive. But the same thing is going to exist for the Chiefs this year as last year, which is they've got to score in almost every possession because their defense is not good.
We hope a little bit better anyway. Those of us Chiefs fans out there. Dave Kochan joining us from Las Vegas here at 3:29 on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. And baseball seems to get more interesting and interesting as we get closer to the month of September, as we creep into the middle part of the month of August anyway. And you mentioned the Phillies last night. They clobbered the Cubs again. The Cubs, I believe I read the tweet earlier today, Mark, second best record at home in the National League, second to last as far as record on the road. So that's got something that's got to get rectified for the Chicago Cubs, certainly. But, you know, in our world of betting, you can use that.
Oh, no question about it. In a lot of cases, you're going to just look at the Cubs as a team you can play against on the road. I would not recommend that tonight because Yu Darvish, he's really pitching well right now. I mean, his last seven starts, he's got two walks and 53 strikeouts. That is elite level. And he's going against Drew Smyly, who at this point in his career just isn't very good. So I think the Cubs might salvage the finale of that series tonight.
There was news out of the XFL today, Dave. Landry Jones going to be one of the quarterbacks for the eight franchises. And we know football is king. Do you think that'll carry over to the XFL?
No.
No?
No, it's a minor league. It'll get some attention, but not a lot.
Okay.
You just gave the reason why. I mean, it's Landry Jones, crying out loud. he's not a very good one. So I'm having trouble envisioning. I don't even know what city he's playing in, but I don't imagine that the phone's ringing off the hook with, oh, I got to get my season tickets now so I can be at the 50-yard line and watch Landry Jones.
Yeah, true point. True point right there. Interesting as you talk about that. And the XFL, it's, you know, they did it the first time around, didn't work out so well, and we'll see if it's going to stay for the second go-round anyway. We'll see. If it stays in the spring, it might give people a little bit of their football to tide them over from the Super Bowl into the training camps anyway. And, yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
I give it a year.
Are they going to make it through one year?
I don't know. I just don't think there's just no... What are they? They're gonna have some different rules and stuff. It's still minor league football, and there's just so much interest you can generate in minor league football, and it might not even be good minor league football.
Well, unless you generate some names like the USFL had, Steve Young and Herschel Walker and others. Yeah, I agree with you.
Yes. Yeah, I mean the USFL, and it was a different time. I mean. You know, the 1980s were much different.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, How are they going to? The NFL Network's on 24/365. If you're a football fan, even in the off season, there's lots of stuff going on that you can watch on the NFL Network. The draft combine, the days leading up to the draft, which are really exciting. That to me, the off season in the NFL is almost as much fun as the in season. Same thing with the NBA. I mean, look how much fun the off season's been. I don't see where a minor league can even put a mini dent into that. It's low quality football between guys. Look, arena football has died a slow death. It's still around, but nobody knows about it. It's really tough for these leagues to compete and generate enough of an audience to make money, which is what they're in it to do. And I don't see how this can be a profitable venture.
Well, college football only a few days away, Dave. I imagine you're well in to your preparations, and I see you've offered some stuff to your customers.
Yeah, I've sent out six plays already. One of them saw a rather dramatic line move after we sent it out, so got on the right side of that as far as value goes. And I'm ready to go, and I'll probably add a couple more plays. It's the one sport I play a lot of volume in. The other sports, I'm basically one or two games a day, if that. But college football, I'll be out there with about 8 to 10 games a week. I like the numbers I've put together for the new season, and got to start just waiting for the games to get played now. But I did bet a game today. It's a Pittsburgh +3 against Virginia. I don't think that number is going to stay around. I think it's going to get down to 2. And I think Pittsburgh beats them. Virginia's a nice program, and Bronco Mendenhall has done a great job there in making them relevant because they were just terrible before he got there. But I think they might be getting a little overrated this season. And if their running game, despite losing the 2 1,000-yard rushers, if it's as good as I'm hearing it's going to be, because what I'm hearing is the replacements are really good, Pittsburgh's going to be a little bit of a surprise team in the ACC.
Well, you told us a week or two ago that those folks in Iowa that are just getting into gambling, to treat it as a business, that's very wise advice. What about betting on your favorite team? You're not going to bet against them, but a lot of folks like to bet on their favorite team.
Well, go ahead and do it. it depends on your approach. If you're just betting for amusement, then bet on the teams you want to win.
Yeah.
If you're betting seriously and treating it like what might be additional income, then you have to stop being a fan when it comes to betting. I mean, look, I'm a Red Sox fan, but I got no problem betting against the Red Sox if I think I'm going to make money with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people are going to have to decide on coming up here starting today in the state of Iowa. Dave, a week from Saturday, first games in college football. Can't wait. We'll hit on those coming up next week. Have a great week, great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good, guys.
All right, Dave Kochan from Las Vegas joining us here in the gym class at 3:36, right on the button here on KGYM. We've got the tickets to the Colonels to give away before 4 o'clock, but coming up next, we're going to talk UNI Panther football. Cole Bear covers the Panthers for the Cedar Rapids Gazette, going to join us, and we'll talk about the 2019 edition of UNI football after this.
The look of your home with a new Ideal garage door and save with 11% off everything at Menards. Proudly manufactured in the USA for over 50 years, Ideal Door is the preferred brand among homeowners. Get a white 16x7 insulated garage door for $515.31 after 11% off. Get 11% off everything at Menards. Good through August 17th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Sign up is open for the KGYM Knockout Pool, brought to you by I'm On Communications. If you're the last one standing at the end of the NFL regular season, you'll win $500 cash. Just sign up now at KGYMRadio.com. Then pick your team each week. Listen and follow along here on the gym. Go for bragging rights and $500. Deadline is September 8th to get in. So go to KGYMRadio.com and sign up now for the KGYM Knockout Pool. Brought to you by I'm On Communications.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance, Ford Pass rewards,
And now, when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
This is the sound of @KoalaMama85 asking DQ to bring back the Snickers Blizzard. And this is the sound of us making the Snickers Blizzard. And the all-new peanut butter pie Blizzard made with Snickers. And this is the sound of 5,157 happy Snickers Blizzard lovers saying OMG smile emoji praise hands thank you exclamation point praise hands praise hands. That's what a Snickers Blizzard sounds like. And it's back with the all-new peanut butter pie Blizzard made with Snickers.
DQ, happy tastes good.
Hey, people at my friend's company got blackmail emails.
Yeah, it's a popular type of spear phishing attack.
Wow, that sounds serious.
It is. Scammers claim to have compromising information, like a video, and threaten to share it with their contact list, unless the victim pays a ransom.
What if they target someone at our company?
We're secured. Barracuda Sentinel uses artificial intelligence to block spear phishing attacks, including blackmail emails.
Well, that's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Back with you in the gym class here at KGYM on this Thursday. Twins baseball coming up tonight for you. Twins in Texas to take on the Rangers. We'll have it on the North Gym 107.5 FM coming your way tonight at 7 o'clock with the 7:10 first pitch. Of course, we are your home of UNI Panther football here, part of the Panther Radio Network. And to talk UNI football, Cole Baird joining us, who covers the team for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. And Cole, great to have you with us, and hard to believe, but football's a scant 2.5 weeks away, isn't it?
Yeah, it is hard to believe, guys. I mean, the summer just goes by so fast, and, you know, I was just thinking about this the other day. It's like, man, I was just remembering how much I wanted the snow to come off the ground this spring, and now we're already talking football again.
Which isn't a bad thing.
No, never.
Well, the quarterback position, Cole, has taken center stage is, a point of interest in the UNI camp, and I know there's other position battles as well. What can you tell us about the quarterback?
Well, I mean, and I thought this before Mark Farley made it public on Media Day last week, that the two returnees, albeit without any game experience, I mean, Keller, the redshirt sophomore, has thrown a couple passes in garbage time. That's it, but their familiarity with the offense, I figured, was going to give them a leg up, and it has so far. And that's how Mark Farley explained it last week, that those two guys are most likely to be the starter because they can do more things at the line of scrimmage right now. Things don't move as quickly for them. The game has slowed down more for them than it has for their two very talented true freshmen that they have. So it's Will McIlvain from Des Moines and Jacob Keller from Illinois that are in the thick of it. And I think it's going to come down to probably a week before the last week there are fall camp practices. I think that Monday is when they're probably going to name their starter and have reps in practice going completely to that person.
Can you see a situation, Cole, where it's okay, Mark picks his one guy and he's going to stick with him? Or can you see a situation maybe develop where both guys get some snaps against Iowa State, and the competition continues?
I can absolutely see a situation where they play more than one quarterback. I think this will be my seventh year covering UNI football, and whether it's through injury or a quarterback just, you know, coming out and not having a good game, and Mark Farley and his staff deciding to put the number two in and try to catch lightning in a bottle. I was doing a radio hit with guys in Fargo, North Dakota about a month ago, and I said set the over-under at 2.5 quarterbacks that play for the Panthers this year.
Very much so. Quarterback's a position everyone's talking about. Is there another position on this UNI football team going into the season that you are looking at, whether it be, you know, a little bit of a concern or just to see how the battles take place going into the Iowa State game?
Yeah, there's a number of position battles going on, as you might imagine, but I've kind of zeroed in on the defensive backfield because it does seem like they have plenty of talent in that section of the defense. It's just a matter of who fits best where. You guys are familiar with Xavier Williams, who's been a really good corner for the Panthers the past two seasons. He practiced all spring at safety. And so given the guys that they brought in, they had a junior college transfer that they really like who's in the mix. They got a couple true freshmen, one from Texas, who's in the mix at either corner or safety. And in years past, this UNI defense doesn't really settle in and find its groove until there's stability in the back four, or back five, depending on the defense they're running in that secondary. I mean, the defense, in my experience covering this team, hits another level when they get stability in the secondary. And so if they're still shuffling guys around 3-4 weeks into the season, that probably means that, you know, they've lost probably two or three of their first four games.
Well, one of those guys is from Cedar Rapids, Washington, Isaiah Nimmers, back there. And Isaiah's got some playing time in the last couple of years anyway. And I would imagine for his sake, it probably will see the field quite a bit again this year.
Yeah, they like Isaiah. Unfortunately for him, he had a knee injury last year, not too far into the season. If I'm not mistaken, it was an ACL.
Yep.
So he's had a tough road back here, but he's working his way into the mix. And he had gained the trust of Jeremiah Johnson and in the defensive staff before he went down with that injury last year. And I know that he's a capable guy on special teams for them as well. So I think it could be a thing for Isaiah where he starts out the year on probably one or two or more of these special teams units. And like I said, if they're going to shuffle some guys around in that secondary, he's going to be right there in the mix to get his shot to prove that he belongs, you know, back where he was basically before he had the knee injury, which was, you know, basically in the top three among their cornerbacks.
Cole, if you would, update us on Jalen Reimer, the Cedar Rapids Prairie product, who has played in a bunch of games for the Panthers, had an excellent freshman season, and just was mildly productive the last couple. This is a guy, if he could break out, it could be big for the Panthers.
Yeah, and Mark Farley said as much. He was particularly candid about Jalen this past week at Media Day, and I've heard him, you know, speak in similar terms before about Jalen going back over the last probably season and a half, because you guys know and your listeners know just how talented, how great of an athlete Jalen Reimer is. And I think it's just a matter of, you know, establishing consistency and you know, the type of rhythm to go from being a 25-30 catch receiver to a 45-60 catch receiver for the Panthers. And I'm very interested to see how offensive coordinator Ryan Mahaffey uses Jalen Reimer. He's got, you know, the 3 years of tape to go back over and see some really explosive plays. And I'm sure he's just thinking, man, how can I get, you know, 8 or 10 more of these out of this guy a season? Because it's pretty simple a lot of the times. You just get Jalen Reimer the ball with a little bit of space, and he can run past guys, as you guys all know.
Well, the wide receiver position is interesting. Okay, Ryan Mahaffey comes in as a new offensive coordinator, but Jalen Reimer is there. Jalen James coming into his senior season. And you got, I would imagine, a talent like Logan Wolf coming in there out of Cedar Falls with the great athleticism that he brings in there. I think the wide receiving core could be one of the strengths of this Panther football team.
Yeah, that is the thought here, and Mark Farley has said that. He goes, it's a group that looks great on paper. It's just up to them to go out and prove you know, the talent that, that they all have on the field. And they get Isaiah Weston back this year, too. He was a preseason All-MVC wide receiver last year and then had an ACL in camp. And that was a big blow that, you know, probably didn't get talked about as much as people expected it would. Because, you know, they have some depth at the position. They have some other guys that are talented, like you mentioned. But Isaiah Weston, the last time that you and I played Iowa State, he had an outstanding game. And Eli Dunn established a lot of trust in him really quickly. And he's a big body. He's 6'4", 200 pounds. That's a big addition. They've got Suni Lane from Bettendorf that they've moved to wide receiver after a couple years playing defense. They really like him at receiver this year. And Logan Wolf, like you mentioned, I think at the very least he's going to play in four games, guys, you know, with the new redshirt rule where you won't lose a year. And maybe if there's a couple injuries, then maybe they will play him beyond four games. But that's what I expect for Logan Wolf this year, is at minimum to find his way onto the field in four games. I don't think they're going to run him out there and lose a year of eligibility to play special teams or anything like that, but I could be mistaken, but it's a group that's got a lot of potential, a lot of talent, and it's just a matter of, you know, the offensive staff finding ways to bring that all out, because it's a group that, quite frankly, could be considered one of the best in FCS.
Cole, on defense, mainly a three-man front last year, but word is it's going to be more four-man this year?
Yeah, that was the first question I asked Mark Farley last week at Media Day. Last year, they went to that three-man front about 4 or 5 weeks into the season, in part because they lost Jared Brinkman. You guys know Jared Brinkman out of Iowa City, a really talented kid. So when they lose him, they just went to the three-man front. They had Bryce Douglas to play nose tackle, and they added an extra defensive back. But they're not going to do that, at least to start this year, because Mark Farley really likes Jared Brinkman, and he really likes Tim Butcher at defensive tackle. And they got a couple other guys that are really versatile in terms of what they can do on the defensive line as depth pieces. So they're going to be in that four-man front. And honestly, as long as I've been watching UNI football, I've seen really good defenses with Mark Farley and Jeremiah Johnson that are a three-man front. And I've seen really good defenses with a four-man front. So they don't really mince words when they say every year that they're going to build their defense around the personnel, that the best 11 that they can put on the field. And so if Mark Farley thinks it's a four-man front, then going over the past half decade or longer since I've been covering this team, I don't have any reason to doubt him.
Yeah. Cole Bear joining us here. A few more minutes talking UNI football here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Well, let's talk a little bit about those guys wearing 50s and 60s, but the skinnier guys. They are the place kickers out there, and it's going to be an interesting battle going in. Sam Drysdale of Prairie was a kicker a couple years ago, started off as a kicker last year, didn't end up as a kicker. Is he going to be the kicker again?
Well, unfortunately for Sam Drysdale, and I think, too, for the Panther football team, he got hurt in spring. He had to have a surgery. And he's still not back quite yet. Mark Farley called him questionable for the Iowa State game. And this injury that he's had, that Sam Drysdale has had, has kept him from kicking since the moment that he had the injury. I think that's something where if he hasn't kicked, and to my knowledge he still has not kicked, then you're lucky to have him ready, game ready by the time the conference play starts. That's kind of where my mind is at with Sam Drysdale. So I think kicker is quite possibly the largest question mark with this team. Obviously, the quarterback's going to take all the headlines, but so many close games get played. You guys know this in the Missouri Valley, and they come down to one possession. And the difference between a team that's fifth or sixth in the Valley or first or second can just be the place kicker. And so it's Matthew Cook, a true freshman from Cedar Falls, and then Isaac Jorgensen's a true freshman from Dyke, New Hartford, and then Nate Murphy is a returnee on the roster with no game experience. Those three are battling it out right now. Mark Farley has spoken highly of those three. He mentioned Matthew Cook of Cedar Falls by name, liked what he's seen out of him. But we know that's a big adjustment for true freshmen. They go from kicking off the block in high school to having to kick off the ground in college. And I think it's, besides the quarterback guys, I think the kicker spot, it may not be sexy, but I think that's the thing for fans to keep an eye on, because this is really going to be something to watch here with Drysdale's health and what's always a difficult non-conference schedule that you and I plays.
Yeah, you mentioned difficult non-conference schedule here, and then the good news is 6 home games this year for the first time in a while at the Uni Dome. So that is a good thing anyway, but Southern Utah and Idaho State are going to be tough, but then they get into the Missouri Valley Football Conference wars with Youngstown comes in. South Dakota, who's got a bunch of Iowa kids, really strong team, yeah. A better Indiana State team, and then Western Illinois to close out the year. So trips up to Fargo and trips up to Brookings this year.
Yeah, the conference road schedule is really something. They go to Fargo. They go to South Dakota State, and they go to Illinois State. And Illinois State hasn't made the playoffs for 2 years, so they're really going to be gunning for people this year. I'm not sure if Indiana State has it in them to repeat what they did last year. They had a really soft non-conference schedule. I think people have kind of overlooked that a little bit with the fact that they were fourth in the preseason poll ahead of you and I. I was surprised to see that. But that non-conference schedule, it's could be so easy for you and I to go 500, because Weber State is a really good team that brings back a lot. And that's going to be a tough one for the Panthers. That's going to be their most difficult game. They should be able to beat Southern Utah at home. They should be able to beat Idaho State. And we all know, guys, these are not Paul Rhodes or Gene Chizik's Iowa State Cyclones. So any of those Mark Farley specials and aims, where the Panthers were able to go steal one and cash the big check, I think those days are over.
I would imagine so. And Cole, look forward to talking with you throughout the season. Thanks for the insight, and we'll talk soon.
All right, sounds good, guys. Thanks.
All right, Cole Bear joining us, who covers the UNI Panthers for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Of course, you can catch UNI football right here on KGYM. Before we get to a break here and get you an opportunity to win some Colonels tickets, some breaking news here. Luckily, all's well that ends well in this one, because reports coming out that there's been a small plane crash in Elizabethton, Tennessee, involving Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his wife. At least those two, anyway. I'm not sure. I'd have to read a little bit more if there were other people on the small plane. Fiery crash, but it sounds like it was a minor... is there such a thing as a minor plane crash? I don't know. But anyway, it says involved in a minor plane crash near Bristol, Tennessee, where NASCAR is this weekend. And it sounds like Dale and his wife are going to be okay.
On that plane were Earnhardt Jr., his wife and child, the pilot, one other person, as well as the family dog.
Okay. But it sounds like everybody's okay.
Dale Jr. had cuts and abrasions, reportedly, and everybody's going to be okay.
So that's the good news out of that, is that small plane crashed just near Bristol, Tennessee. All right, we have some Colonels tickets for you to win right now. And, of course, tickets are on sale now for the Colonels postseason game, that first home game on September the 4th against Quad Cities. That'll be a 6:35 start. We got a family four-pack of tickets for you to give away to cheer on the Colonels later this month as they take on the Peoria Chiefs from August 24th through the 27th. That's Saturday through Tuesday. Caller 6-319-366-1600. You'll pick up those tickets. Jeff Downing will get your information. We'll let you know who our winner is when we come back.
Hottest in the game. Ain't nothing to it. World class. I'm a cut of butter.
Now that Human Resources Director Fernando Pino has Kronos for HR, payroll, talent, and time, he's completely crushing it. He even has his own hype song.
Hottest in the game. Ain't nothing to it. World class.
Supporting our entire workforce. Everyone has different hours, skill sets, and pay grades.
I'm on the top, I'm gonna rise up. I'm on the top, top, I'm gonna rise up. Now we are
motivating and engaging our people every step of the way.
Blast off to the front of the field. This is
Kronos, HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support them. Learn more at Kronos.com/HR Swagger.
I'm on the top. I'm gonna rise up. I'm on the top. Top. I'm gonna rise up. I'm on the top.
Plants capture CO2. What if we could help industrial plants capture it too? Think how we could help lower emissions. More and more scientists think carbon capture is key to reducing CO2 emissions globally. It's one way ExxonMobil is helping industrial plants be more like plants. That's the unexpected energy of ExxonMobil.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Back with you in the gym class on this Thursday at KGYM. Coming up tomorrow, Jeremiah Davis will join us to talk some local racing, and we'll probably have our final topic. Final topic, believe it or not, Mark, to come out for the summer. It's been a good topic summer, hasn't it?
We've had a good run, and when we come up with that topic, we'll put it out over social media and address it on tomorrow's show.
Heath from Anamosa, by the way, congratulations. You are the winner of the Colonel's tickets. A reminder, the gym has partnered with Fairfax State Savings Bank to bring you KGYM's Community MVP. If your organization has a charity or a fundraising event coming up, we want to help. Please submit your information at least 60 days prior to the event. If selected, your event will be featured on the air and online. Stay tuned. The Todd Brommelkamp Show coming your way next with Todd and Alex and Kyle down at Riverside placing those bets. Talk to you tomorrow.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown with breaking news. A small plane.